Everything the Border. Lou and Matt on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the podcast, the catch-up of all the best bits from Friday's show. And it was most notable because sitting with me right now recording this in studio is Lou, who's been away at home for 7 weeks.
It's almost surreal to be in here, to have been in here for the show this morning. It's been amazing.
Yes.
So many things that we take for granted on a daily basis. Just being able to communicate with somebody. Yeah. Isn't it funny? You know, it's the little non-verbal cues sometimes that people give you when you're actually engaged in a face-to-face conversation that make all the difference.
And I'm sure that there'd be so many people in a similar situation. Well, there are. I mean, we found out, didn't we, weeks back that it was upwards of 3,500 people can't get to work.
I know.
Now, not every single person will be able to get across, but with the new border region, you'd have to say it's most people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. I mean, it goes even further than we had hoped. We thought it would go back to the original, that 50K zone, but it's even further than that. Part of the Alpine Shire is in there. Not all of it, unfortunately, but it's a work in progress, apparently. So we need to be as patient as we can when it comes to
that.
But it's been pretty amazing so far.
That's right. We need those restrictions to ease as well. We talked a bit about that, the restrictions in Victoria and how they're impacting the permit with Justin Clancy, the member for Albury. Kevin Max played an instrumental part, Albury Mayor. We talked to Kev. He was in fine form this morning, Lou, as per usual.
He was.
Wayne Schwoss talked us through the footy and a new Albury young gun who's making his debut this weekend. And interesting circumstances, similar to you in a way, Lou, but quite different too. Brad Jones and the Brad Jones Racing Team, our local team, they haven't been able to come back to the border for about 7 weeks.
Yeah, they're literally not allowed to they're allowed to, but if they come back, they have to quarantine for 14 days. They probably won't be able to get back out. So, yeah, it's been, it's a big ask. Everyone's really had to go above and beyond for all sorts of reasons during this COVID pandemic. And yeah, I just think, you know what? I think we're all doing a bloody good job. I just want to say, I really do.
Yep. Good call, Lou. In fact, there's so many issues that we probably, in fact, definitely would have talked about, right? That we just, because our lives here have been so dominated by this particular border closure, so many aspects of this that we haven't been able to cover. Hopefully we will get a bit of time to cover it as things get back to some level of normality here, because there's a lot of stuff to get through. But anyway, let's kick it off with KMAC, shall we, Lou? Yeah. Albury Mayor on day one of the new permits. Here it is. Lou and Matt on Triple M. Rumour has it, Lou, that was what Gladys Berejiklian said to Kevin Mack when she was here. He joins us, Kevin Mack, Albury Mayor. That's a slight on Gladys, not on Kevin Mack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she didn't want to meet with very many people at all when she was here. How are you, Kevin Mack, this morning?
You need to shop early, Matty. That's all I can say, mate.
So, Kevin, you did meet with the Premier when she was here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I had a lovely meeting.
And were you happy with the outcome of that meeting? What was? Can we ask you maybe what was discussed?
Oh, look, the comms setting was discussed. You know, the lack of communication of the last 8 weeks was discussed and acknowledged. Talked about the future, really, and talked about changing the road patterns at the checkpoint so we can get people across the border and make people's lives a bit easier. Talked about when we're going to lift the border and talked about moving forward with a few things which will be critical in the recovery process. So, look, I used the opportunity to talk about positive stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, good. You said about lifting. You said there was talk about when the border might be opened again. What was the outcome of that?
She gave me the same response she gave the journalist, the old political rhetoric.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so today, right, the positive is that people can come to work like Lou after almost 7 weeks. But
how did she get a permit? I told him, block her out.
Come on. I'm an fine, upstanding citizen.
You told me you're happy with the relationship because you're able to take over.
Yeah. Don't tell her the little discussions off it.
So,
what about the traffic today, though? What are we expecting today, Kevin?
Well, the permit's in existence, so the permit's in existence. So you're not going to have any... I don't believe you're going to have a lot more people directly because they're going to have issues getting permits to start with. We spoke before you went on air, but, you know, the people who get the permits, there'll be larger numbers. I mean, we were tracking 15,000 vehicles in the last few weeks coming across the causeway. We're anticipating at its peak 24,000. So
wow.
That's why we need to consider extra measures at the checkpoint at Wodonga Place, because we don't plan now, we're going to have bigger problems. And
All right.
I'm just relieved that there's going to be some people that can actually access their loved ones and actually go and visit their loved ones in hospital. And
so true.
You know, I spoke to a lady yesterday whose mother's on a deathbed, and she just desperately wanted to visit her from Wangaratta. And I was, you know, I've received a lot of inquiry about that in the last 8 weeks, and this one particularly was just that, you know, straw that broke the camel's back. I couldn't believe it. And even though I tried to fast track that Service New South Wales in Sydney, just kept batting it away.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing. All right, we're out of time.
You're
but
so
I
right.
hear you, and it's been talked a lot about the lack of compassion with all this. Albury Mayor Kevin Back.
I'm going to mate back, Matty, because Lou's your only friend, so I'm glad you're
thanks,
you
I'm here
there,
for.
It'll make you a better person.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. I am actually here for compassionate reasons.
Yeah, that's right.
Kevin Mack, Mayor of Albury, thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you, Lou. I took one for the team there. Here's a Hoodoo Gurus. It's Triple M.
Dob in your dad and celebrate Father's Day with Dad's Favourite from the Cheesecake Shop, open in Albury and Wodonga.
It is this Sunday. We want to celebrate dads, and what better way to celebrate than with the classic dad joke. We want your dad jokes.
That's
from
right.
132710.
Of course, Cheesecake Shop. North and south of the border, got you covered on both sides. Mick from Corowa, New South Wales. Mickey, how are you this morning?
How you go?
Yeah, good.
So is this your dad joke or your dad's dad joke?
My man used to tell two of them. There were two real quick ones.
Yeah?
Oh, give us both.
It's the old, what do you call a woman who stands in the middle of a tennis court?
Oh, no. Okay. Lou, you ask.
I know. Go on.
Annette.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not too bad.
And the other one is, what do you call a woman who burns a phone bill?
Who burns a phone bill? Don't know.
Bernadette.
Both similar theme, Lou. I think we'll find.
Your dad was a character then?
He was. He certainly was. He used to tell them. And he used to have a bit of an accent, so it was even funnier.
Oh, yeah. We love a joke with an accent.
What was his accent? Where was he from?
He was Czech. He was Czechoslovakian.
Oh, perfect.
Magnificent.
I love it. Well, congratulations, Mick, for your beautiful jokes. You've got for yourself a delicious cheesecake. Well, actually, any cake you choose, because they've got such a variety at the Cheesecake Shop.
Can I just confirm something here? You said has your dad sadly passed away, or is he
still?
Yeah,
he has. Yeah, he passed away a few years back. So.
Oh, mate. Well, his memory lives on with things
such
like those awesome
marvellous jokes. I love it. Mick, have an awesome day and enjoy the cake.
Thanks very much, Lou. You too.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. Don't forget the Cheesecake Shop. Celebrate Father's Day with Dad's Favourite, Albury and Wodonga. It's Triple M. Thanks to the hard work of so many people, most notably the member for Albury, Justin Clancy. We do have our expanded border region in place today. Thanks to that, you're at work. Lou, which is terrific for the first time in 7 weeks.
So exciting. I'm excited. Are you excited, Matt?
Yes, very excited, Lou. But there are a couple of things we need to discuss with Justin Clancy, the member for Albury, and we're going to start with what the traffic's like right now. Justin Clancy, good morning.
G'day, Matt. G'day, Lou. And, just spoke to Superintendent Smith, and, look, I understand traffic's just not, it's probably on par this morning. We know that we're going to, you know, as people get their permits, we're going to see more traffic. So to that, guys, Superintendent Smith and Councillor Kevin Mack. Kevin's done a lot of work with Paul over the last few days looking at, whether we can change up the traffic flow a little bit. They're going to talk to the media a little bit later on today about looking at an additional lane northbound on the Lincoln Causeway.
Yes.
So that should be interesting. And like all things, they've got to, you know, put it in place, see if it's going to, you know, hopefully improve traffic flows, but they're certainly looking at what they can be doing. So the two of them will be talking to media a bit later on today. So that's hopefully a positive as well.
Do you think, just quickly, Justin, that... that there will be more people coming to work on Monday, so the traffic will be worse on Monday? Like a lot of people might have just gone, oh, it's the end of the week, we'll wait till Monday.
Yeah, look, I suppose we're anticipating that as a real possibility, Lou, and I think in that regard, the comment there would be, you know that Albury City and the police are looking at, you know, what they can be doing in terms of those traffic flows. But we need to look at, you know, if we're travelling across, if you're looking at from a care perspective, travelling to catch up family and things like that, pick your time. If you can with your work, pick your time. I know for a lot of us, we've got to get to work, you know, at a certain hour, but if there is an opportunity to be flexibility, certainly... certainly encourage people to consider that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you did mention the care and compassionate reasons. That's one of the new reasons that we can get across with the permit. Now, a lot was talked about daily life being on the permit, but our understanding, Justin, is entirely because of the stage three restrictions in Victoria, we can't have that on the permit. Is that likely to change, for example, if on the weekend Daniel Andrews says that it's going to drop stage three in regional Victoria?
Yeah, certainly, Matt. I've as you know, I've been pushing that daily life angle. I know the legal boffins didn't quite like the term daily life. I don't know why, but anyway, that's I'm obviously not going to make a lawyer. But to your point, the real concern was making sure that it was as consistent as possible with the Victorian health order. So, you know, my expectation there is, and we'll certainly push for this, is if we get any alleviation for Victoria, we'll certainly be pushing for further amendments on the New South Wales side of things.
Because Lou wants to go to the movies.
And
he's mucking around, Justin.
But people do, don't they?
I mean, we do. Look, it'd be lovely to be able to do that stuff again, without a doubt. But I'm just happy at the moment to be at work.
Yeah, but people want to go and
live
partake in things on the north side of the border, right, Justin?
I completely agree, Matt. Completely agree. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, to your point, great to see the cinemas back open. We need to be supporting those businesses because they've been doing it bloody tough over the last few months.
Yeah.
But I've got to ask, Lou, as you said, you're really happy being back there. We checked in on you a few weeks ago. Tell me, is the studio looking in decent order?
Look, can I just say, pleasantly surprised this morning, Justin, but I suspect that Matt did a quick whip around and took all of the breakfast bowls that would have been in the studio out of the studio. Yeah, That'd be my guess.
A little bit of potpourri sitting on the desk there.
Yeah, you're just a little tidy up here.
Found a pair of underpants in here at one point, and I'm like, how the hell did they get
there?
No, it is great. And, you know, it's obviously just an individual story with Lou getting to work, but so many people have been affected by it, and it's just so gratifying, Justin, to see people getting back to work, and that's so important.
Spot on. And, hey, guys, in that regard, two things too. We've been talking about the last few days, you know, keep looking out for one another, you know, really important. Everyone's been under pressure, everyone's been under stress. Make sure you're looking out for your friends, checking in that they're okay. And the other big one is, you know, we've done so well as a community, but, you know, we've still got to make sure that we're really doubling down, making sure we're doing everything we can to be COVID safe. No one wants to, you know, take a backward step.
And, no.
We've still got the big challenge of COVID still with us, so we've got to keep working on that aspect.
Absolutely. Zero cases for Albury Wodonga. Let's just keep it that way. Justin Clancy, member for Albury, thank you so much for all your hard work and for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you soon. News and sport is coming up next. Then Swatter Wayne Schwoss, footy champ, is going to take us through the weekend of football, including an Albury kid. He's only 21, making his debut for Collingwood this weekend. And he's a bit of a character with an awesome mullet. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.
Talking footy with Swatter.
I'm doubly excited this morning. Not only do I get to speak to my favourite Wayne Schwoss, But I get to speak to you, Swatter, from the studio. I'm actually at work.
Oh, hallelujah. How good does that feel, Lou?
It feels amazing. I didn't realise just how, I guess how much it can get you down just being in your own environment all the time. And it is just, yeah, it's amazing to be here.
Lou, I just realised what's happened. I'm happy for you, but now I've just realised that you're in the studio with the other person, is that right?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
How lucky is she, Swatter?
You should have seen his face. No, but you should have seen his face when I walked in. He looked pretty bloody excited, I might tell you.
I bet he did, just like I was last night off the back of arguably the most single greatest win of the Sydney Swans history. Because I've rung my mate Angry, my local tattooist in Albury, firing up the tattoo gun. Adelaide will not finish above Sydney in this season, and old pasty white skin Matt Griffiths is going to get a tattoo of my head on his bum.
Oh, no, no, no. And you know what I'm going to look like? I'm going to look like one of those young millennials, those early 20s guys who are now rocking mullets and tattoos.
That's it.
Like the debutante, actually, funnily enough, Swatter, for Collingwood this weekend, who's an Albury lad, Max Lynch. Have you seen Maxie Lynch's mullet?
Who hasn't seen Maxie? He's a walking billboard. He's a big unit, and I do like the fact. I mean, this talks to my heart as a young boy growing up in Warrnambool. I sported one of these things, and I sported it proudly, and I'm glad to see the mullet coming back into fashion.
Would you ever get it back, Swatter? Would you ever try and...
I'd actually like my hair to grow anywhere on my head.
Anywhere on your scalp?
Anywhere, Lou. Anywhere.
All right, let's have a listen to the moment when Nathan Buckley told young Max Lynch, all 200 centimetres of him, that he was playing this weekend. Have a listen. Oh, listen to all the players.
You've earned this opportunity, mate. You're more than ready for it. It's a big game for us, and we know that you're going to come in and give us your strengths and attributes and your energy. We're really looking forward to it, mate, so congrats.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, big game against Brisbane. What was your debut like, Swatter?
Oh, well, you know how I found out?
No.
In the paper on the Friday morning.
Oh, no.
That's how it was
1988.
Done.
Didn't get a phone call. Got no applause.
Oh,
didn't
no.
Didn't get the rousing speech from the coach. And John Kennedy, the beloved John Kennedy, my favourite coach, decided to play me on the bench strategically, I might add, for the first three quarters. And I got 20 minutes in the fourth quarter. I think I got two kicks. And that was about it.
Oh, it was
can you remember
days.
Every single move of that game? In your brain?
I ran along the boundary line. I did some stretches on the fence. And I went back. And I did that three times every quarter for three quarters.
Were the crowd saying nice things to you, Swatter? Was it a home game or an away game?
The Bombers supporters at Windy Hill were unbelievably welcoming. God, they made me feel good.
I bet they did.
I put them very closely next to those people that used to preoccupy Victoria Park.
I feel that probably the Lions supporters will do the same thing for Max Lynch. I'm sure they'll make him feel as welcome as you felt.
The difference between the Brisbane supporters and perhaps some supporters from other clubs, and we won't mention those, but one lives in South Australia, is that they're actually well educated. They are respectful individuals.
Classy people.
They go to barrack hard for their team.
Jeez,
but they do
Swatter.
Not, they do
classy.
Not say things that are inappropriate. Oh,
you haven't met a bogan till you've been to Brisbane.
Oh, take it easy.
Tell you what. Swatter, we're almost out
of
time.
Talking about my people.
Who will actually win between the Lions and Collingwood to see us out?
Why do you ask me such silly questions? The answer's always the same. I've been on Brisbane as long as Lou have, and we're going to the grand final. Now, bugger off.
All the way, Swatter. Wayne Schwoss, it is always an exceptional, extraordinary delight to speak to you. I'm so excited. Have a fantastic weekend.
And you too, my beautiful on-air partner. As for you, knucklehead, just leave me alone. 48 hours.
You'll be getting a text soon, Swatter. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. For motorsport nuts like myself, it's an unbelievable time at the moment. For the fourth successive weekend, the V8 supercars are back in action. They did two races in Darwin, now two races in Townsville. And joining us from Townsville, they've been on the road for 5 or 6 weeks, local V8 supercar boss Brad Jones. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Brad, all this fantastic racing comes at a bit of a price, though, for yourself and your team and a lot of other teams, all been away from your families for so long, 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing of the whole deal, where we're forced to stay out of New South Wales. So, you know, I was hoping that some of the restrictions might have come down by now, but it's not the case. And so, you know, we're stuck on the road. It's a bit of a weird feeling when you can't go home, I've got to say.
Yeah. How's everyone coping?
Everyone copes with stress differently. And so, you know, we're sort of all in it together, which is helpful, you know, because you can talk to one another about it. But everyone copes differently. But I think it's difficult for everyone.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
especially
absolutely.
Those with wives and families, and
yeah,
it's a little bit different when you're, you know, 19 and, you know, full loose and fancy free.
Yeah,
but when you've got partners and kids
and responsibilities,
it's really
yeah.
Oh, 19-year-old Brad Jones on this road trip—that'd be something to behold, Lou. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Brad, yeah. Brad, you and Kim out on the road. Now, Brad, just quickly, you've been threatening the podium for the and on the podium over the last 4 weeks. So you'd be looking to jump onto the podium again, I would imagine, this weekend in Darwin.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I would say this sort of circuit suits us less than a flowing circuit, I think would be fair to say. But, you know, the guys are doing an amazing job. One of the things about all this craziness in the world is we've all been working very, very hard, and the results are showing on track. And so to end up with, you know, good results in qualifying and good results in the race, and we've won, you know, two races. How many races have we won this year? Three races. Two other podiums. So it's been great. So I'm hoping we can get another podium, but I think, you know, it's so dependent on qualifying here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, Brad, we hope you do super well as you have been over the past 3 weeks. It's awesome to see. Good luck, and we'll catch you before Bathurst for the rebuild. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, local V8 supercar boss, Brad Jones. He's Blink 182, and we feel for all of those team members up there as well. They're doing a sensational job in difficult circumstances.
Yeah, most definitely.